Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hall to Thompson, curling off the screen, but good recovery. He'll shoot it anyway. Over Beasley, it's up and good at the three. He's unconscious right now. 20 points, 7 of 10 shooting, 4 of 6 beyond the arc.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
The voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy, on the call. Appropriate call to come back with, and Grandy also. The more, like, big trumpet music we can have today, the better. Because, Larry, that's firing me up a little bit because this game is trumpet worthy. It's game 81, the Pelicans in town to take on the Golden State Warriors, which is why we had to reach out to the man, the voice, the legend, Tim Roy, who joins Larry and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Tim, how excited are you for tonight's game with the Pels in town?
I'm really pumped, Dibs. This is really what you live for as an announcer, to have these type of weekends, these type of games. I think Friday and Sunday are going to be absolutely bonkers in the association. You know, and it, you know, literally could come down to the final game of the weekend. And I just think it's great. I think it's great that, and I think it's one, it's a nice testament to the league for instituting the play-in, because that's what has everybody so excited right now. It's everybody jockeying for these positions, and you know, the Western play-in bracket is kind of like a playoff bracket of maybe 20 years ago. You got all these great players, you know, separated by only a game or two.
Timmy, good to talk to you, buddy. Klay Thompson, to me, has been the intriguing guy all season, and I really loved listening to Klay with Draymond, talking to Draymond about how he feels when Draymond gets ejected. But to me, it's just this, the evolution of Klay this year has just been one of the most interesting subplots around this team. You know the man and have seen his whole career. How would you describe the year that Klay has had?
Well, first of all, Larry, it's April. Shouldn't you be calculating the amount of yak yards college wide receivers are going to be doing? Shouldn't you be telling me which running back's going to hit the A gap quicker? I mean, come on.
I did tell Dibs at the commercial break that Michael Hall from Ohio State's working out for the Niners, and we went in deep dive on Michael Hall.
Very nice. Very nice. I think Klay is, he had a year of discovery. You know, he's discovering who he is at this point of his life as a basketball player. And I think this whole year was him coming to terms with that and to having peace about it. I think he's in a really good spot right now. I think he feels really good about who he is, where he is, and what he's doing. And I think he's just kind of taken away the anxiety. You know, as players get older, I think that there is that meeting that where the mind hits the body and the body says, no, we're not that guy from 10 years ago. And so how players deal with that, I think really puts a tone on the second half of their careers. And I think the second half of Clay's career, I think, is really looking great now for him in the future, because I think he's come to terms with who he is and how he can be most effective. And I think it's showing with his level of play. I think he's very confident and very relaxed right now.
In the second half of his year, really the last handful of games, 21.8 a game over the last 8 all starts with Clay going from the bench back into the lineup. He's been fantastic. Also on the rise, Tim, Andrew Wiggins. What has led, in your opinion, to this late season renaissance for Andrew Wiggins?
Well, I think Wiggins, there's a couple of things. I think one is that I think he also had, you know, some issues going on. He had to miss a few games. And so I think, you know, in a headspace, that kind of takes you a while to get back into it. And I also think he kind of benefited from when Kuminga sat out, because I think at times, Andrew's not the most demonstrative player you've ever seen. I think at times he's okay deferring to other players because he's a nice guy. And I think with Kuminga out, they needed him to score. They needed him to rebound a little bit more. And so I think it got him going a little bit. And so now I think he feels like he's back in a groove again. So I think he took that time when Kuminga was sidelined and turned it into his own. And now, you know, he's starting to look like the Wiggins of 2022. And that's a huge key for Golden State when they get that guy back, because not only can he get you points in different ways at one end, you know, on a post up, catch and shoot three, but then he's also using his length the other end most nights to guard the other team's best offensive player.
We have had a lengthy discussion about Kuminga, and I love where Kuminga's at. He's attacking the hole, but then he's looking to pass if somebody prevents him from getting all the way to the rim. How would you describe the evolution of Jonathan Kuminga?
I think he's kind of like, and I have no reference for this or any talent or base for this, but it's kind of like watching someone sculpt something out of a block. And I think what we're seeing is the player emerging, you know, as the statue emerges from the block, whether it be a rock or the guys who do it with trees and things like that. And so I think, you know, you're seeing that player kind of come forward, and, you know, he's only 21. So you got to remember that. You know, I think we judge young players as if they should be 10-year veterans sometimes, and they're not. And I think the other part is that he's a young 21 in basketball terms, because he didn't have, you know, the basketball background that a lot of the other players have had coming into this league. So he's still relatively, you know, a newbie, if you will, you know, playing NBA basketball. So I think the best is still far ahead of him. And I think as he gets better with his decision-making, reading the play, it's already starting to really slow down for him. He sees the floor a lot better than he did at this time a year ago. And I think that's the exciting part, is that I think he still has a long way to go.
Had he gone the college route, he'd be in his senior season, all things considered, with this being his third year pro-wise with Golden State. Tim Roy, voice of the Warriors, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Trayce Jackson-Davis, Tim, has obviously come on and played great since he's been inserted in the starting lineup, and his emergence has been key in unlocking everyone else defensively. How do you think he fares tonight going up against a couple of bigs, most likely Jonas Valanciunas?
Well, I think it's going to be important for him not to get into early foul trouble. And that's easier said than done when you're trying to, you know, get in the way of Zion. And Valanciunas, I was just talking to someone before I came out with you guys, another basketball person, and we were talking about how underrated we think Valanciunas is. You know, he's got good hands, he can score around the basket, he's huge, he's a good rebounder. And so that's going to be a tall order for, no pun intended, for Jackson Davis tonight. And I think it's good for his education. But they're going to...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Need him. Give them vertical spacing on the offensive end, and as you mentioned, a little rim protection, because it's really, you know, he fills this hole that the Warriors have, and I think they've discovered now at this point of the this season that they're really good when he's out there as a five and Draymond as a four, and I think that's one of their keys to their defense becoming so much better here in the latter stages of the season.
You know, Zion's really amazing, and yet Draymond Green's one of the great defenders in this era. What do you think of that matchup tonight, and how do you feel about it?
I think, now I may be biased here, but I think Draymond's one of the best defenders of all time. I don't think you're going to find too many guys in the history of this league who are as smart and as you know, talented defensively as Draymond is, but be that as it may, I think Draymond's got, you know, he's got the hands full with the youth and the size and the quickness of Zion. But I think Draymond also has the veteran, you know, guile, and I think he's the veteran knowledge. So I think it's going to be a great matchup. And I think, you know, the Warriors, you know, they know how important this game is, and you know, they could make their lives a little bit easier if they can get a win tonight, maybe get some help and maybe get into an eighth position, which would put on the road, which has not been a problem this year, but it gives you two games to make the playoffs instead of one, and that's always better.
And thinking about that, Tim, and you know, getting to the eight and potentially winning the 8-7 game and having a crack to take on Minnesota or OKC, which team in the first round of the playoffs potentially do you think gives them the best chance to possibly pull off an upset in advance?
Boy, you know, the Warriors have played some really good games against Denver, but I don't think you want to see Jokic in the first round. You know, I think you want to see him later on if you can. But, you know, Oklahoma City and Minnesota, they're both really talented teams. The Warriors had some crazy tight games against OKC this year, so maybe that's a better matchup for them than Minnesota. Minnesota has length, and they've got Ant-Man, and they've got, you know, I think the Warriors know how to play against Rudy Gobert in a playoff series, but I don't think they or just about everybody else has figured out how to slow down Naz Reid. He's on the all-Warrior opponent team for sure.
Oh, I know. He just looks like a three-point sniper, too. I mean, it's amazing at that size. Tim, I mean, there's so many different things we could talk about, but 17-4. In the last 21 on the road, you travel with his team. You're on the planes. You're eating meals with these guys. Why are they 17-4 in the last 21 on the road? What's the key to that?
I think, well, one, their defense has been so much better, and then of the 21 road games, I think Draymond's played in just about all of them, and that's been a huge key. Getting him back from suspension is when this team started to play, you know, better basketball, and their defense got a lot better. And so that's part of it. And I think having, you know, the core with, you know, Steph, Clay and Dre, and then you add Chris Paul, now you got four guys who don't mind, in fact, probably relish the chance to walk into another arena. And if you go back to the old, you know, Western movie matchup, you know, the good guys always wore, the home team always wore the white hats, the road team wore the black hats, right? You know, the villain always had the black hat on. So I think they have four guys that don't mind wearing that black hat and look forward to the silencing crowd. So I think that's a big part of it. Is I think they have four, you know, future Hall of Famers, all of whom love to silence crowds on the road. So I don't think a crowd being noisy at all really affects them.
Chris Paul is a pro's pro. We've all been watching him for darn near two decades, yet there was some thought that maybe he wouldn't gel with his team because of the old, I don't know about feud, but just a tense relationship with Draymond Green. Are you even more impressed than you thought you'd be at just how well he's fit with this team?
I think the fact that he, remember the big story in the summer, is he going to start? And the fact that he just said, okay, fine, I'll come off the bench, never made a stink about it, said, okay, let's do this. I think it just shows you two things. One, how, professional he is, that at his heart, he is a pro basketball player who understands, where he is and at what point of his career he's at. And also, two, I think he realized that him coming off the bench was the best thing for this team to win. And so even though it didn't show at times because of a variety of reasons, including Chris Paul getting hurt, I think when it shows that he's willing to do whatever it is to win. And I would love to see the Warriors get a nice run going just to see, get Chris Paul that hunger and chance, that maybe the Warriors could pull off a couple of upsets here and make things really interesting.
Are you surprised, Tim, that Kerr has been able to keep this thing together? The Draymond hit on Nurkic and all the different things that happened this year and, trying to work two rookies into the rotation and develop guys, and Wiggins has missed time, and Clay's had, this catharsis kind of, come to grips moment in his career. Are you surprised that Kerr's been able to, get to here we are second week in April and the thing's feeling good and the players are all feeling good? Does that surprise you at all?
No, I'm not surprised because, everybody, wants to criticize rotations and minutes, and they all want their favorite five to play 48 minutes. And, they want this guy to start, but they don't really tell you who they want on the bench. And then, but they all they kind of underestimate what Steve is. And that's, he's a former pro basketball player who's the head coach. So he's been with the situation of anxiety. He communicates well with his team, and that's why they're able to overcome the situation with Draymond. That's why they're overcome the situation with Clay this year. Clay was a little anxious about things, and that's why he's able to convince guys like Chris Paul and Clay Thompson and Andre Iguodala, stars in this league, that coming off the bench is the right thing to do. And that's because he's a great communicator, and because the players really respect him when what he has to say. He's not phony. He goes to them and tells them exactly what's on his mind and what he thinks is going to happen. And so there's a value in that. And so I think he is a tremendous NBA head coach. We see he's been able to do this not only with this team, but he did it during the Durant years. That's really hard on a coach when you have to juggle all those personalities and egos. And I think Steve does it as well as anybody that we've seen in the modern era.
Tim, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you sharing some of your excitement, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tonight with the Pelicans taking on the Warriors at 7 o'clock.
Larry, who's got the best feet of an offensive lineman coming in the draft?
It's probably Mason McCormick of the South Dakota Jackrabbits, but I'll double-check that, and I'll text you later. Good to talk to you, bro.
You knew you'd have an answer, Tim.
Sorry, man. Yeah. All right.
See you guys.
See you.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.